Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. Hayworth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cecil out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayworth moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive towards right. Jolly catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is hit by the pitch. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Smith steals second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Smith steals third. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice moves to third. Akers moves to second. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Akers scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hayworth moves to third. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Reynolds scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Art Herring now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Clancy moves to third. Jolly moves to second. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball towards center field. Funk fields the ball and throws to home. Hayworth drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hayworth. Clancy tags and scores. Jolly scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus bunts towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Ted Lyons now pitching. Johnstone pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Art Herring. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. McManus scores. Alexander moves to third. Akers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Akers moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Akers scores. Hargrave scores. Fothergill moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Oney Carroll now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Autry and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lyons moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lions tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-7, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.